Revelation chapter 20, verse 1. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that he must be loosed a little season. And earlier in chapter 10, I had denoted that I thought that this might have something to do with the bittersweet nature of the little book which John swallowed. Afterwards, thus thou must prophesy again. You know, when the kingdom of God comes, it is not the end of all the troubles that the world will see. The devil is going to be shut up for 1,000 years. He is the angel of the bottomless pit, both the one who comes down and releases from it the locust army described in chapter 9, but he is also the one who is, initially he is given the key of the bottomless pit, and he looses something on the earth. Now another angel is coming down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a chain to put him into it. Now here when it says the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, I mean, it's very specific. It names him 4 different ways. So you would not be mistaken about who we are talking about. And also that there is some sort of something very personal about him. This dragon, the devil, Satan, the serpent. Because he was the tempter in the Garden of Eden. And he is the deceiver of the world in the end times. He's going to be bound for 1,000 years. That means he will not have the influence he had during the tribulation. Now, and also I think in some way his power will be restrained even more than it was before he is cast out of heaven. Because prior to the end times, he has access to earth and to heaven as far as we can tell. And as far as we can tell, from the beginning of the world till the time when he is cast out of heaven, his role and abilities are pretty much unchanged. He's in the earth tempting Christ. He's in the earth watching Job. He's in the earth now. He's working in people in the world now, in the children of disobedience, as it is written. And so he works. He's working in the world, even in a spiritual sense. But I think this bottomless pit that he's going to be bound in, he's going to be bound in a way that he has not been bound. Even though it is written that, you know who letteth, as it says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, but that word letteth is kind of a strange word in modern English. It doesn't really work out so good for us to understand, but it means who now restrains. The one who restrains will restrain till he be taken out of the way. He's able to influence the world, but he is under restraint, but he will be loosed. And woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. And then he will again be bound, but under a stronger binding. The devil is held back, he is restrained, but he's going to be bound. He's going to be shut up and sealed, that he should deceive the nations no more. Now he is going to come down. The devil has come down unto you, having great wrath. For he knoweth he hath but a short time. And he will deceive them by means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast. Now we had just read in the previous chapter that the beast and the false prophet are taken. So whatever those things represent, they are taken. And they are cast in the lake of fire. They're done. They're not coming back out of the bottomless pit. They're not going to be used again in any sense. But the dragon will be back after 1,000 years. He's going to be loosed a little season, as it says. But until then, he will not be able to deceive the nations. Now, I was getting at it before. He will not deceive them as he did when he was released, when he was cast out of heaven, when he will be cast out of heaven. But, you know, he does deceive them even now. Satan is deceiving the nations. And I think that it does not just refer to the time of deception and the tribulation, but he will not be able to deceive them even to the degree that he does now. Because the kingdom of God is going to be a very powerful force in the world. It's not going to be any more the spiritual kingdom in our hearts. It's going to be a kingdom that is visible and that dominates and that rules the world. And the whole world is going to be under it. And so the deception of the dragon will be removed from the world completely. He's going to be sealed up. But he will return after 1,000 years. And that's somewhat bittersweet. Because he will, apparently, according to the end of the book, it says he's going to deceive them. And it almost becomes impossible to believe how that could be after 1,000 years of Christ's reign. But I do have some ideas of how that could be. I mean, from the book of Ezekiel and from other sources, I get the sense that he's going to be sort of shut up in the holy city. He's not going to go around like he did in his incarnation, you know, being, you know, taking children on his lap and that sort of thing. But he will rule with a rod of iron through his servants, through his elect. And I think to some degree there will be resentment. And I think that's what enables the devil to have the ability to deceive at the end of 1,000 years. But that remains to be seen. It doesn't really explain. That's just a supposition on my part, really. But, you know, the main thing we got to focus on now is obtaining the resurrection. And whatever comes after that, you know, for us, it's all good. For the rest of the world, I don't know what's going to happen to everyone else. And at some point, you got to decide, you know, when are you going to, and we have to focus on our own salvation. You got to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Lest, you know, you get distracted in all these details about what's going to happen way off in the future, intruding into things which you have not seen and which John himself did not see and he did not explain. And it can be a stumbling block. Verse 4, and I saw thrones and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus. And for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark in their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Verse 5. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Verse 6. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. So now he sees these thrones, and they that sat upon them, the judgment is given unto them. As Paul said, do not know, you shall judge angels. God is going to set us as judges over the world. And he sees the souls of them that are beheaded for the witness of Jesus. Yes, there's going to be violence done in the end times against God's servants, beheadings.